Welcome back to another podcast. I'm Bob Furring, and our fitness director, Valeria Petros, has built out a robust fitness schedule covering all kinds of things. But one thing that she's really focused on is yoga, different kinds of yoga, which I think makes a lot of sense for people our age because we should be at least as concerned with balance and flexibility as we are with strength. And there's also a psychological component that she's introduced. And one of the instructors who's dealing with that is my guest today. Her name is Lisanne Sheffa. And Lisanne, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Bob. I'm honored to be here today.
Well, we're honored to have you. The first thing the audience likes to know is a bit about your background. So tell us, are you from the Coachella Valley, or how did you get here, and how did you find your way here?
I was born in California, in Pomona, and I moved here to the Coachella Valley in 1997 to help take care of my in-laws at the time, and we've been here ever since. Our son is moving to Hollywood this week. Mm. He's 20, moving out on his own. It's exciting stuff. And before I was working as a yoga instructor, I was a Montessori teacher. A Montessori teacher. Oh. So my background is working with all ages in dance and movement, as well as in a Montessori classroom. Before moving here, I went to school at Sonoma State University. I have a double bachelor's in dance and theater. And then I moved to Colorado, and I started working on my master's in dance therapy at Naropa Institute, which is a Buddhist school. A little bit more background that is unique is that I had three holes in my heart when I was a child. And so they gave me until the time I was 10 to live if they didn't do open heart surgery. And so because of that, I didn't move very much. I turned blue when I would move as a little one. And so once they did the surgery, which was quite extraordinary at that time in 1965.
Oh, yeah, those are dark ages.
Exactly. So because of that, my ability to move and my career and my path and my passion with movement and healing has been very personal. Mm-hmm. It's been really a calling for me.
I've interviewed so many of the instructors here, and most of them got interested in this field because they had been injured or hurt so they got interested personally, and then they decided to help other people, and that's what got them on their path. So how did you get from dance into yoga? What was the transition?
Well, it was interesting because in 1974, I read the book Autobiography of a Yogi by Yogananda, which completely inspired me about yoga back then. And at that time, the theater work that I was doing, we used yoga as part of our warm-ups. And so that's when I was first introduced to yoga, through my theater and dance work. And then I kind of put it aside and started researching more sacred dance and teaching and theater, teaching dance to little children in all ages and theater work. And then I became a mom. And so I really took a break from teaching while our son was small. Mm-hmm. And when I started taking care of my in-laws and my father at the time, my father was in his final years, and he lived at the veterans home in Yountville, so I would commute every 4 to 6 months up to see him. Mm. Not 6 weeks, what am I saying? So it was a huge commitment and a lot of stress, and as well as the fact that our son was in fourth and fifth grade at that time. So I got into yoga at that time through a friend. Mm-hmm. I started practicing Bikram yoga, which is the hot stuff, mm-hmm. which is what I love it. Mm-hmm. I still do it, but I've branched out since then. So anyway, at that point, the Bikram really gave me my life back. I was 55 when I started practicing yoga, and I I'd basically given up on myself physically. I was getting fat, and I was buying fat clothes and hiding my body and just, you know, okay, psychologically, I'm just a mom, and I'm a good mom, and I'm a good wife, and I'm a good caretaker. I love my family, and I'm just making quilts and, you know, forget about my love of movement. And when I started practicing Bikram, because of the healing nature of it, it really gave me my strength back and gave me like a whole revelation about my path and like reconnecting to my passion as a young woman about dance and theater and healing.
I see.
So that's how I got into yoga.
And so then you were practicing, and then at some point you made the transition into teaching as well as practice.
Once my mother-in-law passed, my father-in-law passed, and then my mother-in-law passed. They all passed within 9 months of each other. And once she passed, she had left money for me to be able to go to Bikram training because she had seen how much it helped me in the intensity of being a caretaker of both ends, really, both ends of the spectrum, young people as well as older people. So it was that sandwich generation that some of us have been through. And so I went to Bikram training, and it was really hard for me because I was one of the older people there. I wasn't the oldest, but, you know, at 57, you know, your brain is, because you have to memorize
You're not 21.
But... No, you have to memorize the entire dialogue. And I'd been out of school for decades. So anyway, I did that, and I taught and practiced. I competed. I was California Senior Division Women's Champion. Three years in a row with USA Yoga. I placed third nationally in USA Yoga. It's now called the Adult Women's, over 50. I'm not really sure what it's called right now, but it's USA Yoga.
I'm really surprised to hear that yoga is competitive.
A lot of people are, and that's something that in India, it's just the way they do it. Everybody competes, and it's really not about being better than another person. It's really about finding your strength and being the best that you can be. So I went from being very, very weak and, you know, my shoulders very, very hunched over from the surgery to being able to really stand upright. I gained 6.5 inches of mobility on both sides of my shoulders in about 2 years, which is phenomenal when you think of, you know, at 57, I'm not in my 20s, and I wasn't then.
Yeah.
So the healing aspect of yoga is phenomenal. And so from that, I was in the competition world, and may go back to it, haven't decided yet. I started getting interested and started focusing more on the aspects of healing in yoga, and from my own experience, because when you start moving your body, stored emotions start coming up, and you start having to deal with those emotions and those thought patterns. And so I became interested in that aspect, also because my students started coming to me, and I felt like I didn't have enough tools. I was like, okay, you can't just say do 500, you know, of this asana and it's going to clear it. You have to address the issue that's underlying the structure of the psychology.
I see. And so how did you and Valeria meet, and what brought you here?
Ah, well, Valeria she used to be one of my Bikram students, and she's a dear friend. Actually, a year ago today, we were celebrating another dear friend of ours' birthday, and she and I started talking, and she said, listen, you know, I would love to have you come and help. And then 6-7 months later, she contacted me.
And what is the title of the class you teach, and tell us about it?
Before I do that, I want to backtrack just a little bit, if that's okay.
Sure.
Because I want to fill out that one part about feeling like just looking at the physical isn't enough. So what I did is I started studying yin yoga, which is all about, instead of the muscles and the tissues, it's about the joints and the capsules, the joint capsules and the ligaments and the bones. And so it took me into a whole different world. I started studying with Sarah Powers and Paul and Susie Grilly, and And I have actually done over 500 hours with the two of them in terms of bringing and bridging psychology and mindfulness and yoga and meditation, because that to me is really where the future is in terms of, for me, for us, mm-hmm. especially as we're older, mm-hmm. we're not just physical hunks of flesh walking around here, you know, a zipper suit. We're actual pieces of spirit, and that's our job, is to recognize that divinity of each other. Mm-hmm. And working in combining the mind, body, and the heart connection, that's the way that we discover about ourselves, and that's the way that we can start to let those things that the habits, they're called vashanas, that get stuck in our bodies and in our chakras. That's how we, through mindfulness and meditation, we start to heal those mm-hmm. over time. So there's two classes that I'm teaching, starting on the, I think it's the 17th of, the Saturday morning class at 8:30, I call it Yang Yin Vinyasa Flow, because it starts out with a much more active yang practice, and then we transition into a more contemplative yin practice where we're holding the postures for 3 to 5 minutes and finding stillness. And each class I give people things to consider and invite them in to bring their whatever's working, whatever's on their plate at this time in their lives, to start to contemplate that in a gentle way. There's so much intensity in the world for people to, you know, be on their phones and be doing this and be doing that and rushing. And I find that it's really important to create spaciousness mm-hmm. for all of us mm-hmm. so that we can go within mm-hmm. and really listen, because we're not our habits. We're not our thoughts. We're not our thoughts, and we all think we are, but that's why meditation is so important. So the second class is a meditation class. It's starting out as a guided meditation, but as we progress, I'll start introducing Vipassana and chakra meditation.
Is that class also on Saturday?
It is. It starts at 9:30, starting the 17th. I'm so excited about it. There's a core group of us that have been meeting since March. There's about 6 or 7 core people who've been doing chakra meditation with me now, and they're really lit up about it.
Yeah, well, the reason that you're here is one of your students recommended you and said, hey, I've got to give this lady some promotion because she's really making a difference in our lives. So
yes,
hopefully this is going to get some more people to give you a try.
Thank you. I love teaching. I really do love teaching. I love watching people grow and change. And yoga, movement, meditation, it's completely changed my life. I've gone from being a very angry, fearful person to a much more open-hearted and loving. You know, I have my moments, obviously, and I'm still working on things, but mm-hmm. My life was so governed by fear. And, you know, it's just, that doesn't take us anywhere.
So it's made a big transition in your life. What is your observation? You say you've had people, you've been teaching for around 6 months now.
Yeah.
How have you observed that they've changed, or what feedback have they given you?
Right. Been teaching here for about 6 months. I've been teaching yoga since 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And, even just yesterday after the stretch class, I was teaching the stretch class, but now Forrest is going to be teaching it, and I'm really excited about that. One of the students came up to me afterwards, and she said, you know, because her arm, she had lack of mobility in her arm, she'd had injury, and she said, I have so much more mobility, look what I can do now. And her face was beaming, and it just makes me so happy.
Mm-hmm.
I have people who are going, some of the people in the class are going through big life transitions and emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that they can call me. They know that they can reach out, that I'm there for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I see them finding peace in themselves and in the class. They're mm-hmm. not so agitated, and they're able to be still for longer periods of time. Because the first part of the class on Saturday is, it's challenging for some people, but I always recommend that they come, because I teach yoga from a functional standpoint. All I care about is people get their medical, that they get medical benefit. That's mm-hmm. all I care about. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter to me what the posture looks like. Even though I was a competitor and it was all about the asana being a certain way, I know that not everybody's body can do that. I know that our bodies are, the only reason we really do yoga, the reason to do yoga is to live a healthier and happier life and to connect with who we really are, mm-hmm. that divine essence of ourselves. One of my dear teachers, Paul Grilley, always says, you're tubes within tubes within tubes. We're designed to process energy. That's our design. And we get to choose what kind of energy we process. We get to choose if we want to be filled with fear. We get to choose if we want to be angry. Mm-hmm. We get to choose if we want to continue to relive all of those things that have happened to us, especially, you know, I mean, I'm 63. There's a lot of things that have happened in my life, as I'm sure in all of the people.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're talking about being older. I was thinking that you barely qualify to live here.
So no, I qualify.
You're dealing with an older crowd.
Well, and it's interesting because part of what inspired me originally to compete was I had so much change in my physicality at first, and then the emotional and the mental really started to flower. Mm-hmm. I really started to redefine aging in myself. And I thought, well, gosh, you know, I don't have to just be this old woman with a cane and a walker. And, you know, I don't have to do that. Mm-hmm. My spine completely changed. I used to have scoliosis.
That's great.
I mean, I don't have it anymore. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I had arthritis. I couldn't straighten my arms all the way. I can straighten my arms now. I mean, it's just simple things like that. I can put my hands flat on the floor. I couldn't used to do that.
Yeah.
No, it's... Anyway, I'm kind of rabbiting, but...
Okay, well, I think we've got the drift, and so to the audience, if this resonates with you, give it a try. You know, she's here. You can practically walk away. Which, are you in Santa Rosa or Montecito?
I'm in the Santa Rosa, right here in this building, mm-hmm. and I invite people to come and try this. There's no judgment. Ever.
Yeah.
The way that I teach is I want to see you be able to live the best life that you can live.
Well, I think we're all in favor of that. So thank you for coming in.
Yes.
Shadow Hills, if you, in addition to yourself, if you have a neighbor that you think would benefit, tell them. What the heck? It's easy. Give it a try, and if you like it, you're on the path, and if not, hey, it's been an hour.
That's right. So, the main thing is the meditation class. That is the mind-body connection there mm-hmm. is so essential. I would love to see people come and try that class
okay.
because it's so healing, creating that mind-body connection, and that is where the real work starts to happen
okay.
in terms of healing from our past traumas.
Thank you for coming in and sharing.
My pleasure. Thank you, Bob.
And Shadow Hills, if you like this, please tell someone. And with that, until next time, bye-bye.